Dr. Habiter, do you see any clink note on Sogro? No. How is this? Granillo. Granillo. Marillo. Murillo. Well, that's apparently the last name. Granillo. Marillo. And Sagrario seems to be the first name. Patient seen in office with complaints having diarrhea after COVID 4 to 5 times a day with COVID in January the 4th. Also complaints of lower abdominal pain and vaginal pain with stomach cramps for the past 5 months. Immunization, vital signs were normal, immunizations up to date. Allergies, medications include lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5, metformin 500, BID, with a past history of hypertensive and diabetes mellitus. Patient surgical history has a tubal. Present illness, complaints of continued diarrhea post-COVID-1. A few weeks ago, also complaints of vaginal burning, discharge, and the odor for the past few months. Patients seen recently with ultrasound showing review of symptoms, otherwise non-contributory. Past history, patient showed a 0.65 centimeter solitary gallbladder stone identified on ultrasounds and 1/4/22. Not just thought to be incidental without acute symptoms, without referral. Social and family history negative. Physical exam. General appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat negative. Neck, supple without masses. Thyroid not enlarged. Cardiorespiratory, regular rhythm without murmurs of gallop. Abdomen, soft with suprapubic tenderness without guarding. Pelvic exam was performed. Showed vaginal discharge evident with uterine tenderness and adnexal tenderness without masses. Back exam negative, skin negative for cyanosis or erythema, extremities negative for weakness or calf tenders, neuropsych, orientated times 4, cranial nerve 2 to 10. Intact, motor and sensory, without deficits, mood effect within normal limits. Patient had a fasting blood sugar, diabetes with questionable control. Showing a value of 128. Patient also had a UA and chlamydia and gonorrhea culture with a pap smear as requested. The cause of suprapubic tenderness and continue abdominal diarrhea plus history of a gallstone. Patient was given Flagyl 500 milligrams TID and Cipro 500 milligrams BID with Metrogel vaginal. With referral to Dr. Walker, a surgeon who does GI workups, as well as follow up with the gynecologist with final diagnosis of diabetes mellitus, suspected enterocolitis, to obtain a stool specimen for culture and sensitivity of culture and OMP, public evidence of pelvic inflammatory disease from physical exam, history of vaginal discharge compatible with bacterial vaginitis, and evidence of gallbladder stone with questionable cholecystitis. Patients to follow up after evaluations by referral doctors to see to monitor progress. With instructions to go to ER if condition worsens. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.